were teaching, when did you know that you wanted to, did you always know you wanted to become a principal, I guess?
No, I didn't. And I'm chuckling and smiling a little bit. I taught for, gosh, I started teaching in 1993. So that was when I got my graduate degree, my PhD. And I taught for a little bit in the Midwest and then moved out here and I was a part-time faculty member for almost 18 months. So I was teaching for a while at Cal State Stanislaus part-time. I was at University of Pacific part-time before I got a job full-time at the community college. And I loved it. And particularly in election years, teaching American government and U.S. politics, couldn't think of a better job coming out of graduate school and what I was trained in. So I did that for about 8 years, and a job opened up at my former institution at Delta College in Stockton called Dean of Research and Planning. And I looked at the job description. This guy was leaving the college to go to law school and just leaving his job. Looked at the job description, and it had a bunch of things related to applied research, knowing quantitative methods, how to gather statistics, reporting to the federal government, reporting to the state. And I thought, man, the skill set was very much in line with the kind of research I was doing. And I had done research in graduate school and coming out, publishing on stuff on abortion politics in the US states. And I'd also started working on research with my wife on Supreme Court of Canada. So I had a lot of empirical background and statistical training. So I took a stab at that job, loved it, did it for several years, and then I returned to the faculty to teach again. And then the job opened up again. So I took it, I stepped back into that role around 2006. From there, I just really had a really good relationship with the vice president at that time at that college. And when she became president of the college, I went and talked to her and I said, hey, I'm thinking about applying for your old job, and ended up getting it. And so I worked with a really good mentor. Her name was Kathy Hart, just a super personality. She was really good at developing people, letting them grow professionally. And we worked together probably for 15 years in different, like she was a dean and I was a dean. Then she became vice president, I was a dean. And then when she became president, I was the vice president. So a very close relationship working, and just learned a lot from her. And after about 5 years as vice president, I kind of went to her and I said, hey, I'm thinking about maybe applying for some president gigs. And there was this national fellowship program that I wanted to apply for. And she said, do it, apply for it. I'll write a letter of support. I got into it. That helped me immensely because I learned really how to think about institutions from a different perspective. I had been thinking from an academic perspective, overseeing all the faculty on the instruction side. And that being in that fellowship gave me eyes into what does it mean to be a president now overseeing student services. And I knew the institutional research part of it. So I never thought, it's funny, I never thought when I was teaching I would become a president. But as I grew older and as I matured in these jobs and liked them, it became more attractive to me as I went through my career. And here I